starts off with a nice country western movie.
This is the Axis Strong, through which enormous lips will, according to some legend, someday suck out the contents of the giant soft drink.
Happy Bob to you. Wow. Okay,
happy Bob
boys?
To you, too. Homer and the friends of Bob are represented on tonight's show.
Seen in these Bob
the only friend of Bob we could locate before the show beginning. Oh, I thought I saw, Bishop Joey getting ready for his parade. Which I will play drums in.
You'll play drums?
That's right. This year I'm going to play drums in. A little fry cam in my head.
Look at those drums. Oh, they're adorable. Perfect miniature set.
You got to try to hold your head still a little bit.
You should bring an instrument.
What's that?
A stringed instrument?
Bring some an instrument?
Yeah. To the St. Stupid's Day Parade.
Oh, I will.
The thing, can you take?
I'll bring a horn I can honk loud.
The thing Bob sold.
A horn with buttons on it.
Look.
A long horn that's been
the horn
into a curve.
The thorny boar of Boring
and
Thorn.
And then bored out.
Or the unicorn.
Little flappages.
Or the horned toads in the rice that killed the poppy cockalorum and the cockadoopa thrice.
Make it sort of flop in
how
and out of
the
your ears.
How about the Unitherium? I mean, I was
yet somehow.
Whatever. The Elasmotherium.
I can hear
an actual horned
show
mono horn
on my headphones.
A shaggy brute which roamed the steps
because the show
up and down. And
the preferred listening style on the
sort
show
of
is to use
rhinoceros
because
form,
unlike the
beast,
mono podcast,
they
that
call
the show
him
leaves lying around after and during and around. Actually, not during this stereo.
What?
But
what do they call
the archive version? Is indeed
in Greek-Cotherian? No, that's not right.
Only.
Wow, it's kind of like
mono.
Being in space up here.
Did you realize
but he was
that?
A unicorn.
It was mono, a mono.
Long ago.
A mono podcast.
Monopods?
Right.
Why, we don't broadcast.
Yeah, monopods, those were, yeah, pre-Apple.
We had 1 foot.
I just saw a little Belkin
yep.
makes a little.
They can use it as a boat, or they can use it as a
4-channel mixer for the iPod, for the older iPod.
They can suntan on
you
their
put your
foot.
iPod in the mixer, and it makes it a 4-channel thing for $200.
Hop
or
on their
Suicide
one muscular
Man, you could have
leg.
Gone out and bought the Korg, which automatically does 4-channel mix in it.
Mm.
Or the M-Audio, which records in WAV and in MPEG.
You might want to read. You might want to get a copy of this on the way out. I think there's
a copy
of articles in here.
I myself have a Sony that records in various levels of WAV.
Don't pay attention.
And now we're on the surface.
You know, after the McGovern Democrats took over the Democratic Party in 1972, only to lose the presidency, it took 3 long years before Nixon's Vietnamization policies ended in debacle and in a cutoff of congressional funding.
Dang. So does that mean that that's how long it's going to take before Obama actually gets them out of there?
The wheels of the gods grind fine.
Jeez. You mean it won't be immediate withdrawal?
Before they drop the Obama on them? Well, there
well,
will be a protracted
be.
Withdrawal with some rigidity
remaining. Will they use protractors
remaining.
To do that?
And instruments of surveying. You know, our first president, George Washington, was very much into surveying the distance with his hand over his eyes. And moreover, he actually used surveying instruments
over his
in
what?
His career as a surveyor.
And that was after he had worked at the car wash?
Well, now I think you may have some of the historical details slightly transposed. You see, in March 1748, Washington began his career as a surveyor at the stripling age of 16 years. He had his own theodolite, his own tripod, and his own surveyor's glass.
Hmm.
And with it, and his propensity
his own
for surveyor's mathematical notations, he was able to calculate nicely, in the 18th century sense, the exact lines of the landscape. Born in Pope's Creek, Virginia, on February 22, 1732, George Washington later on entered the Virginia militia and became a major on November 16th of the year 1752.
And the project leaders.
His dog and two aliens.
He rose very rapidly through his military career and had a striking advantage over everyone else in that he was so hugely tall that he loomed over everybody else and appeared the model soldier, which he actually was. In 1754 and until the year 1759, he served as lieutenant colonel in the British Army during the French and Indian War.
Oh, that's
not only that,
he
single-handedly built Fort Necessity in Great Meadows, Pennsylvania.
Falling over a cliff in
an
a bucket full of chainsaws and marbles and
on that
broken
spot.
Glass.
However,
speaking
it's a
of which,
that was rebuilt.
One of the original chainsaw doctors will be here soon.
Wow. They will?
That's going to be
first
so
week
cool.
in May, first show in May, maybe?
Oh, yeah, in May. I thought you meant tonight.
It would have been it'll be the 8th of May.
No,
Sterno
we could raise those others from their tomb.
8th of May.
That's scary, man.
Dead Holmes. Still back there, and
we can resurrect the old doctors.
I am the resurrection and the life.
We should have a definite
the Lord.
On the air
revival.
Yeah, we should.
Morte surrexit hodie.
Yeah, we can have an experience that time we'll never forget.
Ye olde
lodged as a
ye olde
icon in our memory.
Ye olde subgenius.
One of those
memories.
Icons where, when stumbling through the vaults, you can't help but stumble over it. And trip and fall, and you'll look up and you go, "What is that?" It's
the
this
keeper
memory.
Of
this
the subgenius
of
vault
stuck
of
out
horror,
over here. And made me not forget
the hideous darkness where evil lurks and gruesome monsters thirst for human blood.
This is a boring newspaper.
How could that
but
be?
But it's a good radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard.
Class.
The good thing about this newspaper is it doesn't get any print.
Then
your fingers. News
Cupid
print.
Fired his
get
arrow.
Get off on your fingers
and
when listening to the show.
Bounded into George Washington's life.
But the show is
when
over.
On January 6th, 1759,
an audio newspaper of
he married the bewitching Martha Dettridge Kustel.
The show's like an audio newspaper if you took,
children,
the, took the pages and cut them in half and then like put the first page
he lived
on
until
the bottom half of the third page and the second page on the top half of the fourth page.
Wait. Writing this down.
And the sixth
George
page
Washington's
on the third half
period.
Of the 22nd.
Oh, look, now we have to watch porno of the
14th
first
page of the 14th
after
half.
Endless
no,
episodes
man.
Of
no, no,
acrobatic
no.
sex.
And the two presidents,
by the
one Bible.
Tranquil
that's not right.
Life
the white
together.
Newsprint
as
on the black paper
couple.
And the black newsprint
still
on the
from 1759 to
totally
1775, he managed Mount Vernon Plantation and served in
the
Virginia House of Burgesses.
Sold newspaper with no particular content, just plain old ads all the way.
Made hoarse from
else,
oratory,
like page
he would
fried,
order a nice cold
like a fries ad, you know.
Finally,
just horrible, just
came
horrible,
Lexington
horrible.
And Concord.
Except the tech.
Those
beats.
Battles of April 19th, 1775.
I like that stuff.
Hardly
really?
A man
oh, yeah.
is now
so
alive.
How much is it? Can you have
who remember?
Any?
I've got some. Here you go. Here,
okay. How much
try
is
some of this.
Here.
You try this much.
By the room.
Not that much. No, 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 no. It's too dangerous.
That arch,
it's too dangerous.
The flood. Their flag,
you could lose your mind.
Breeze unfurled.
And you know, my mind is not my mind.
'Twas there the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot, heard round the world.
Bang.
Boot. Ow. That's not nice.
Well, don't mock the revolution. Anyway, it was. Just the very next month, in May of 1775, that George Washington served as the Virginia delegate to the Second Continental Congress, and that's when he was elected Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And he went right off to war, and nobody paid any attention to him. He yelled at the men, and they ran the wrong
please,
way.
Stop, stop. Don't go
it was a
me.
Debacle. But you got to start somewhere. And
did he have
that,
a buckle
really
on
good.
That debacle?
He had two buckles on. And acne, also, which you never hear about. He was very sensitive about it, too.
Oh, that's
so,
sad.
He
was he able to apply a nightly regimen of cream and emollients that would assuage his horribly scarred acne face?
Well, since you asked, like an old slave of his recommended goose grease, which he applied liberally, but made his face shine like unto the sun.
Now, that reminds me of that time that I think it was Stymie had to rub what he thought was goose grease on
in an old
on his neck.
Hal Roach comedy.
Right, and it turns out it was Limburger cheese.
Oh, my God. Well, one would have to be limber to escape the many cheese-slurping mastiffs that would
right,
invariably
cheese
follow.
Cheese-slurping mastiffs.
And so
follow.
On July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was signed.
And there it is, in all its tragic majesty.
Entirely enclosed in a transparent block of 1269XL psilocyte, a new synthetic, impervious to nuclear radiation and the effects of an atomic blast, kept underground in a steel-lined vault beneath the tomb of the unregistered voter in Washington, D.C.
When you forget what you were going to search for something,
yeah, and then poof,
and you got ready, you got all your search thing up, and then you got ready to type it in the little window, and then
it got colder.
You forgot what you were going to search for.
Although it would actually be
even
colder.
It took longer to get there than the power of your brain to keep that memory on the front of your forepan.
Soldiers had really crappy shoes.
Front area.
Feet froze.
We're looking at Philo's
brain floating in his brain pan now.
And yet, this one was something was wrong. It couldn't hold the memory there. It was
a large.
There was like bad sectors or something.
Hessian troops on the other side of the Delaware River.
They were entering the bad sector.
Programs couldn't keep it clean. It was like a defect.
And seizing the military advantage as always.
Bad spot.
Washington organized the crossing of the Delaware River at night on December 25th, 1776. The surprise attack was successful.
Shouldn't you be in the briefing room, General Washington?
Throughout the harsh winter at Valley Forge, he remained with his weary and hungry troops while they complained about the food and the accommodations. Well, dash my wig. Another message from Dr. Franklin. It seems that this year the corn ration will be sliced.
The first church of the last reading for the day is from the book of the Holy Yoke.
Oh,
chapter
boy.
3.
The yokes
verse
on you,
four,
mm-hmm. Bish.
I take six, the yokes out because I understand
five,
they're higher
seven,
in cholesterol.
One,
cholesterol.
Where it is said
and it makes
that
me feel
said,
degraded and I disrespect myself. I
so
dehumanize and lower my own self-worth.
Oh, the yokes
to a point to where I feel
right, but you gotta have
uneducated
white.
And responsible for my daily my
egg.
Daily trials and tribulations.
What is responsible?
Huh?
What? Who's responsible? Are these people responsible for your daily trials and tribulations?
They're partly responsible.
I'm a responsible American.
And so, because of that, I shall always feel a somewhat of a tug, a pull, an urge to find my roots, to go back to a simpler time, a time when we could cut our own wood. We could catch our own fish.
Woodchopper,
do something.
Chopper, toe whacker.
Other than push these buttons and these pencils and these pieces of paper.
So the pressure mounted in Philo Drum.
Looking at the. No, this isn't me. I'm just reading.
Oh,
all right.
To return
me, it's totally
to an
different,
earlier
completely
time.
Different story. It's a story of
when knights
excess
were bold and suits were made of
degradation
life.
And moralistic. Trials.
And the moral of that, children, is that. He who holds
rules
in his
of engagement thrown out the window
bush has only in his hand a bird from the bush which no longer is in the bush.
We must delete
the
these thoughts
the
from our brain and make it something that is as horrible as
okay, they're gone.
What? Oh, okay.
Hence viper thoughts that coil around my brain, reality's dark dream.
Actually, I realized that no, I wasn't speaking of the former occupants of this location.
The
was
drums
not. No, I
played,
promise I was not.
And the regimental band struck up the world turned upside down as at Yorktown, Washington accepted the surrender. And the war was over. The British surrender at Yorktown ended the Revolutionary War, and after 1781, the new nation found itself at large and at liberty. Yes, rebellious rogues all. On December 23rd, Washington retired to the old plantation in Mount Vernon, In the year
can't get a log in your
But he had to come back when the U.S. Constitution was ratified a few years later down the road on July 2nd, 1788. Events moved swiftly, and on February 4th, 1789, he was unanimously elected as the first president of the United
Only
States.
Two voters, but both voted.
First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his country.
Well, and there they go, their mullets flying, following their noses down the road.
In March 4th, 1793, President Washington was sworn in for a second term as president. But on March 4th, 1797, he declined the third term and retired to Mount Vernon, his ancestral home. On December 14th, 1799, George Washington died from a severe throat infection and a superabundance of mucus.
And I understand they walked around a lot without shoes in the snow back then, right?
Yeah, well, at Valley Forge, they did. At Valley Forge, they didn't have shoes.
It was the fashion.
They didn't have anything at Valley Forge.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
There was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion. Slapped him hard again and again. I guess there were a million.
When it came time for the fledgling country of the United States to elect its first leader, there was only one man for the job, George Washington. The brilliant commander who led them through the great battle for independence was unanimously elected president in 1789. The fierce determination of a warrior, combined with the manners and morality of a fine southern gentleman, made him perfectly suited to set the precedent for the office of president.
That's easy for you to say the way you have that.
I'm not here to sell you anything. His leadership on the battlefield won America its independence.
Is that right?
Was his leadership in office that created the mold from which the United States was cast. And now, let me give you some hard and facts about George Washington. Yes, the only president to be elected unanimously, not once, but twice. The only president inaugurated in two cities, New York and Philadelphia. The only president who wore poorly fitted false teeth that gave him a very stern appearance. Contrary to legend, they were not made of wood. He never had children.
Yeah, we're doing a show.
But he helped raise Martha's two children from a previous marriage. More on that later.
But the real problem is, what happened to the show? It wasn't archived the last one or two shows.
It wasn't?
Well, I understand it actually was. Because
you mean it went away?
It's just not listed solar properly.
It just evaporated into the solar wind.
I got an email from one listener who said the show was actually out there. They found it.
Oh, it was out there.
Sent me a link, but it wasn't referenced properly. We probably should talk to the webmaster, the genius that runs the thing.
Yeah. Talk to the hippopotamus.
Also, we can set up a hotline because I can send him a
card. Talk to the elephant.
That card house robot, Mike, isn't on.
What the...
No? What the? He thought he was there, but he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't represented by any of
us. So what do you know about this mystery card house?
Well, there's, you know about Serpent X's backup as well.
Serpent X's?
Right.
Yeah, that's not up, so.
It's not up?
No, he doesn't have one. He or she. Yeah.
Well, it is on the secret one whose name we've promised not to actually give out over the internet.
Oh,
from
see, I don't even know that
Pennsylvania?
Secret, so
you can
I'm
go
secretless.
To it. You can go to it, though.
If That's you go so secret,
to
though.
The, if you go to quiveringbrain.com, there's a link for it there.
Okay.
It's up in the area that says something about higher quality stereo podcasts.
Okay.
Wow, stereo pods.
Okay.
You can go there.
You can
go there, sure.
Oh,
but
yeah,
this
people,
is different.
Sure.
Like, just try coming
everybody's
back.
Going there.
Baculus Descensus Averno. It's easy to walk down the stairs into hell, but very hard to walk back up them and out of there. Many have taken ship at the pale beaches, but few return to the sunlit lands. Well, that was certainly interesting.
Leak from the last show.
Oh, yes, it was a leak, you say? Well,
yeah, it leaks all over the floor here and drips down onto the floorboards onto Bob Nelson.
A big leak. Well, these are onions growing up from Nelson's grave. An admirable Nelson.
Also, the St. Stupid's Day coming up.
Yes, I know, so rapidly.
Yeah. And we're going to march around like idiots.
La, 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 la. Yes, is there a post-party
that's
anywhere?
Dumb.
No doubt there will be. There will have to be
I
something.
Think there
but,
is.
You know,
I think it's going
to
really be
over.
I would
like to know who was injured and how and why and what. And
I'm sure... Later in the day, you'll probably get an email or something. It's just
I haven't
just got
had
that
my
hurried, frenzied
on.
Call from Bishop Joey, where he was so scared because his show had been canceled by much larger powers than he could control.
By strange and malignant powers in the universe.
Well, yeah, it makes sense that, you know, if there's going to be a monopoly on entertainment on a given evening, that you shouldn't go into competition on that same evening.
Yeah, but also many of the...
we want to be
the evening's guest at his show, well, I guess, will probably be at this fundraiser.
Right.
A fundraiser, right. Get
fundy,
it?
Fundy
it's going to be a fundraiser.
I just wish I knew who
a fundraiser and a fundraiser.
Well, if anybody knows, call for it.
The guest of honor. You know what I mean? Because...
Did I say that too quickly?
Oh, no, you did, but you can say it again.
Here's a... I'm reading an article that says I'm responsible for controlling the Vatican City. This must be... This is crazy.
2-5.
Just crazy.
Want to talk to us? Just pick up the phone and dial 848-4425. In the 510 area code, that would be 510.
Sorry for that.
848-4425. And you should probably dial a 1 before that if you're dialing from outside the 510 area code area, making it 1-510-848-4425.
Hey, I got an idea. Are you listening?
No,
I'm listening.
Go ahead, though.
Okay.
In the lane, snow is glistening.
You guys have a webcam?
Yeah.
You guys have a webcam?
Look,
there?
I'm waving right
a
now.
A wet cam?
Yeah, well, a webcam.
But, no, we
it's,
don't.
It's
we
not
don't.
Wet. This is a dry cam.
We don't really have a webcam.
Just Maggie Bond and
Charlotte's webcam.
You guys try to get a webcam on for one of your laptops.
Yeah.
And then you can go. You can lock on to a like stick cam. The
stick cam.
com.
Uh-huh.
And then you can make up a KPFA Whatever the show is called.
Wait, did you say stick cam?
Yeah, he said a stick cam. I
S-T-I-C-K.
Stick cam?
Yeah, STICKAM.com.
Stick cam. Stick cam here. Stick cam there.
Stick cam.
Stick cam up.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
We'll check that out. And then we can be like members of a little community together.
Like
a secret cult.
We can send messages to each other.
See, and that's breaking one of the basic laws of radio to me is you don't ever want to see the people that are on the air.
If you knew how ugly and hideous we were, that's one of the reasons we're on.
Well, it really doesn't matter. It's just sort of
the person
you make up listening to the radio.
You know I never have interviews with reporters. They might
see our faces. If people see our faces during the day, it makes them have headaches all night.
It makes them writhe in unspeakable, soulful agony.
Yeah, we are.
It would be fun to see us work.
I put in stickup.com. Sorry.
Some people have been saying that for years. It'd be fun to see us work sometime.
That's better than stuckup.com.
How do they talk? I don't understand.
The sticks?
No, us.
Ventriloquism.
We'd have our webcam out there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got a little
It would provide everyone with a means to discover how we actually talk.
Speak the speech.
Yeah, right. That we use our...
Tripping thee from the tongue.
Our lips and teeth and...
Uh-huh.
Palate and epiglottis.
And special sight.
All these areas of our face.
Yeah.
Facial
it's
areas.
Like a trip, man.
What a nerve. A facial nerve.
Stickam.com and see facial areas.
Yeah. I was calling to say my sister works for a very prominent natural foods retail. Well, that
well, la-di-da.
Retailer in this area. And,
right.
One of the regional managers mm-hmm. there took off the day for the mm-hmm. feast of Weird Al Yankovic some weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and has now rather set off the entire regional management staff. And they're doing an intensive investigation of the Church of the Subgenius to find out whether he's...
Did he ever show back up?
He did eventually.
The helicopters are being deployed at this time.
Yeah, so should we send the helicopters overhead so you can get out with the witness?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, but if you could get the crack Subgenius legal team on that, too, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Well, they're yeah, they're always on something.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
always on crack,
Don't
much,
worry. Ivan Stang's listening right now.
I think we want to get the legal team.
We'll get the chopper, but I think we're going to get it out there. We don't have permission, but we're going to just disobey
right.
orders and
well,
get
well,
it over to him.
Fuel costs are pretty exorbitant now. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't run out, too, because he's been running on fumes.
Was it one of those Ruth Goldberg choppers where you just sort of pedal
They've got a bunch of squirrels in there, and they run around real fast.
Yeah.
They keep the squirrels pumped up on methamphetamines.
Crack.
Well, that's cheaper than gas.
I mean, well, yeah, but like the animal rights people have really been getting down their case.
Well, I mean, who cares what they think? You know, I mean, they're just gonna throw blood on you anyway. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
They might stage an animal riot.
It wasn't so much the methamphetamines; it was the alcohol and tobacco we were giving them. They really hated
and firearms.
The fact that the squirrels were smoking cigars and
now, do you,
drinking alcohol.
Do you feel like you're actually talking to people?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of...
You just feel like these are disembodied spirits.
Yeah, either
they
have
been
people in the world.
Have you ever seen the way that raindrops gather and cluster and drip off the edge of the roof?
Keep falling on my head.
That's the way our voices are. They sort of gather on the edge of the roof and cluster and then fall off into
gather
your
into
brain.
Itself all the voices of
the
past the
show was a bit of a
and project them
anyway.
Into the
future. Yeah, the show does include a lot of clustering. The cluster aspect of the show is heavy.
A cluster bomb for the ages. General George Armstrong Custer and Major Reno
the brain cluster,
camping upon the bank of the Squash Blossom River.
Well, it's the guy he just said, Weird Al.
Yeah,
Weird Al.
And he's doing the Rambo character.
Yeah.
Man, that rocks.
The Weird Dalai Lama? Hard. Well,
here, so you'll see.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Stick.com and guns.
Stickman or
stick
something?
Am.
What is it?
It's stick and then AM.
S-T-I-C-K-A-M.
Did you actually go out there, Cardboard?
Yeah, there's another radio show that's actually
actually better. It's better than this one.
A cop show.
No C?
A cop show?
Stick
no C,
AM.
Who wants to see a show about
stoners.
A lot of rotten... cops.
So there's another radio show? We gotta kill them.
Those fascist pigs were hassling some righteous dudes.
We gotta kill all the other radio shows.
Or perhaps not. Perhaps there were extenuating circumstances
have to go out there
not
check
immediately
out
apparent.
Stick cam.
Yeah, it's pop rock radio, and there's no one actually at the mic.
There
right
goes
now.
The weasel.
Yep, that was a pop.
Oh my gosh, old pop rock. You know, they started.
That's like 18-year-old radio.
Yeah, I mean,
you know
way
how many
back 18-year-olds
are out there watching radio?
So, but, you know, it's
rock
a real
and roll
rock, here
to
rock radio with
Tweet Pop Radio
video twist.
FM.
So old pop had to leave the mom and pop mart that bore his name.
Hey, Dr. Hal, I found this place that had all these old brands of soda pop have been, like,
Galco's Old World Grocery?
No, it was, I won't say the name because I don't want to give them any kind of...
Oh, well, it wouldn't be a plugola, you know. A lot of our listeners are actually opposed
right
to the idea of soda pop.
The stocks.
Hey, what's the best way to get a hold of one of you guys, like by email or whatever?
Get a hold of me by my heel.
We're all available on stickam.com.
I was dipped in the river Styx by my mother and child. 92.2.
If you want to
I became invulnerable
to
wounding, except in the heel, where she held me when she dunked me in the magical waters.
And we'll get it for the show.
Uh-oh.
Who will use it?
SpaghettiOs. Oh, good God.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, well, that was sick.
But, you know, there's so many new things. It's a new, there's new, something
new
every day.
It's a new thing every moment.
Have you ever thought about that? How many?
Every time you think of it, there's a new thing.
When I was a kid, it was like, it took like a new thing every hour. Now there's like a new thing every moment. And we don't even know how long a moment is. Is a moment like a minute or is it a second?
The endless moment. The infinite present, or a K-Rob moment, as we sometimes
You know start. How long a moment is when you're in one, or when you just finished one. But you don't know how long it's going to be when you haven't gotten it yet.
Will it be a mighty moment or a minky momo?
Will it be a tiny little short moment or a
little
long
squinty
moment?
Sawed off runt of a
machine
moment.
Machine gun firing dream moment.
It could be like a
dream
squinty
moment.
A squinty dream.
Oh,
or the most
squint
important
into my
show
dream
moment.
Catcher.
Dream that you have
you
to
now I can control my dream.
I can't quite see.
And
there
float
there
above in the dream world.
Wow. What a moment that was, that one moment.
What a magical moment. But you see how easy it is. So.
And that's all there is, that magical moment.
I mean, just
magical
not quite
moment
following this.
In which you are on your own show.
I'm just having a little bit of trouble here. Oh my gosh.
Oh my golly gosh.
Now
crowd
I am
crazy.
Confused. I don't really understand
it. The Me Show.
A scene somewhere from the funniest movie ever. What is that movie that that was the scene from the funniest movie
the
ever?
The Rambo thing?
Yeah, so what is that the movie that is the funniest movie ever?
Maybe UHF? Maybe Tapeheads? Maybe
UHF?
A crowd going crazy.
Tapeheads, eh? I think my friend Keith
YouTube,
Joe Dick was in that.
You see all the kids out there that have like little videos of themselves, like
little videos,
and how they rant. Really funny. I've been watching some where they
thank
then,
you, everybody.
They then move some of their videos over to just their friends list. So,
ladies and gentlemen, Bob will be out
and
in just a moment.
Dang. Have you ever like looked inside one of the browsers?
Audience.
At the here at KPFA and seen the kind of places people go to when they're here.
There's nothing more for
you should see this. It's amazing.
Of what?
If they knew they could get rid of this, they would.
The history, you mean?
Yeah.
Thank you. Return to your home.
What's it called in PC world, man?
Over and done with.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I would like.
And it was a great moment.
Hey, there.
A moment ago, now.
There's a voice from
the
past.
The moment is gone. That's right. This is from the moment.
This is
gone.
The Buddhist show, sir. If you have a moment you'd like to. Oh, there it goes. Never mind.
This is from the show. Gasoline.
What happened to you?
Talk about, oops, oh, no,
where did you go? Have you been off in some ethereal void somewhere?
Yeah. Free.
Calling the inner.
I was several seconds to the left and down from you guys.
Right.
For a long time.
A long time.
Just a little less.
What happened? Did you have your phone disconnected? Or something?
Well, what it was, my brain became disconnected. And yeah, it was a complete nerve exploration by the psychic underground brain sorcerers that took over my brain and pulled it out of my mind.
Right. Oh, man. I heard that's really painful. So you've experienced a lot of pain recently.
Oh, there's a tremendous ripping, shredding sound as the mind actually detaches itself from the brain. What?
Your brain.
That is so strange and sad.
Is there anyone you can sue?
It was torn.
Yeah, is there anyone you can sue?
I'm hoping.
Is there anyone you can sue? Extreme.
Yes, the doctor that had me in the MRI imaging.
Didn't he do something wrong?
Well, no. I just jumped up.
You can certainly
and
said, "Oh no!"
I right in the middle, and the waves became caught in my brain and fried it.
Waste caught in your brain.
My mind peeled off my physical brain, so now my mind is just floating paradigm in space.
So now you're of two minds of the whole thing, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I try not to mind. Is all I can.
Michael,
you try not to mind.
You know that your mind is not your mind.
Even the most intimate physical motion, the movement of your eyes, is capable of being scored as music. To solidify this notion, Michael Pepe has devised the idiom he calls
behavior music. That is
a
correct.
Set of symbols to score behavior music with, and several performances to demonstrate it, which he calls act music spectacles.
Now,
in an act music spectacle.
So you know this guy?
More or less.
Do you remember this, Michael?
Well, I'm way up familiar.
So are you going to be at the same stupid thing parade?
Resulting in a semi-operatic theatrical tour de force.
Act music spectacle
typically employing 11 languages, 28 characters, 89 minor characters, poets, prayers, impressions, dialects, movie cliches, and miscellaneous language cells.
That is happening. 41 is jazz, the rock, Madigan
and sundry
after
pop
party.
Songs, 50 hymns,
that
jazz,
is a reality.
Themes,
and where is
that
this supposed
is
party?
Classical avant-garde and folk music from around the world.
Where?
And classical the park folk dances and ceremonial
first,
movement
you know,
form.
Okay.
Out mm-hmm. All of them.
Okay, all right.
Hill. Cultural.
And I'm going to perform. I believe I'm going to deliver my now the third annual stupidity lecture. You know, lecture on the most stupid things of
when?
The previous. On April 1st. At the Parkside, the
but
park.
But we don't go to the park. Oh, the Parkside, I see.
You know that place.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's on the way to bottom of the hill. It's just a bar. Fluff Girl's going to play.
Oh, no. So that's where the roast, the celebrity roast has been.
Was.
No, I don't. Was it? Oh.
It no longer is.
No
longer.
I don't know. The celebrity roast is open.
No, it's no longer. Don't worry about it.
It is. Because Clem Kadiddlehopper got clocked on the clump by a giant clam.
What happened?
You'll find out soon enough.
I wish somebody would tell me what happened. I'd like to find out.
Just keep moving.
Are you talking about the Ed Roast? The Ed Roast is happening.
Yes,
the Ed Roast ain't a happening.
No, it is not.
According to what I hear.
Really?
He was supposed to be on the show tonight to explain, but
he couldn't even rise from the dead.
There seems to have been some emergency that is taking over that night rapidly, and I'm sure.
Emergency.
Find out soon enough.
Not the Epizootis telethon. I wish we'd do that again.
It's not an illness or accident.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the YouTube. They're really dark is the thing that wasn't lit for video. So.
There's actually YouTube of Epizootis telethon?
Well,
no,
nope,
there will be.
There could be. There could be if you tried harder and you thought faster.
Did you film when the Epizootic comes out in the end?
Yes, it's dark and stormy night.
Yeah. And so was Ed heard?
So what we're now at the... one of those primitive rites.
Those,
hey, Philo.
Gosh darn
look
kids.
A primitive rite.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't anybody do something?
That. Oh, great.
They're nailing Jesus to a
to
stick.
To the barn.
That's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
YouTube. My tube.
I'm going to YouTube. I'm going to the Philo Drummond
okay,
site on YouTube.
He's all right. And
so you must be on the interwet, Neb.
So
now.
I'm on the web. Yeah, yep, because... I have to get on his website, but I got... Then there's another thing, if you get on
and
the
one
Dingle,
other thing.
The Dingle website, he tells you about the big Frank Zappa thing on Mother's Day at the boat club.
Mark Mother's Day?
That's Mark Mother's Day, May 11th. But, of course, now we've got Easter.
Hmm. Yes.
But the important thing is, what else is happening on April Fool's, if anything, on Tuesday?
Well,
silence.
Anyone know? Just silence.
No one knows.
What
we're going
did
to do
you see it, the At the Slack Shack video out
Slack
there?
Slack Shack?
No.
That's
I put a new one out there. It's called At the Slack Shack.
There you go.
Check that one out, man.
At the Slack Shack.
Check
on
that one
April
out
Fools.
At
well,
the Slack Shack.
I would rather do some, you know, do something fun that evening, even though it's a Tuesday. Doesn't mean that we, you know, it's not April 1st after
right.
all. And I don't know who the other bands are.
Weakness to be wroth with weakness.
With Bob Madigan.
Bob Madigan.
Bob.
You know,
Madigan, who sets his hair on fire.
Sets his hair on fire.
Check that out. Check out that new video.
Bring it. Sundays. Bring it.
Check out that new video.
Everything lit on fire before sunset.
What about Pearl Gallagher? Oh my God! Oh yeah. What's that guy
doing? Well, this is the Robo Disco, and it's been going on for many hours. We see how exhausted these participants are, but. They're full of vip and vim and vigor, and they're going to disco the
minds on fire.
You got to understand it's not
oops,
a fire.
Oops, they finished.
So then, you know, well, then the night of fire happens, and then what?
9 to 5
fire. You got to check out that new video, that new At the Slack Shack video.
Oh, my.
What is
at
this?
At the Slack Shack.
It's out there on YouTube.
Yeah. At the Slack Shack.
At the Slack
Shack. At the Slack Shack.
Shack.
Slack Shack.
I'm celebrating the 5th anniversary.
See it out there? At the Slack Shack.
Warp.
Not finished typing yet.
Yeah, where's our cake?
You see that one?
More cake.
Slack Shack. It's called, which episode?
It's just At the Slack Shack.
Oh, yeah, I say that. That's Don Rickles used to say that.
Okay.
I say that.
Look for that one. I'm getting tons of Slack Shack.
So,
well, you could look under Philo Drummond.
Philo.
It is at that website.
On YouTube.
And
we get pictures of like naked.
And there's a new video out
there. Here's Rollo, that rollicking, frolicking clown, that rumbling and tumbling old clown, that clown with the oversized feet.
Woohoo! One of those
Melvin
fisheye camera lenses.
Were filled
David
with wonder
Lee
about
Howard, what was his name?
Thank you for coming along, Melvin.
Dressed up as a clown and
down to the bottom of the deep sea.
Wayne Gacy.
Little feller. John Wayne Gacy.
Is this some of that primitive doctor music?
Yeah,
try to do a clown
music
thing and they bring up
where,
John Wayne.
Are you guys
Gacy
out at the Slack Shack?
Yeah, we're at
Slack
the
Slack
Shack. That's why the name of it is At the Slack Shack.
Slack Shack.
I got a press
inside
release
the Slack
from
Shack, slacking, slacking off.
Like,
after shooting
like
Bob, the unknown assassin grabbed the microphone.
You can get,
to
defecate
on
your eternal resting place fairly quickly from that location.
But the words
well
were lost in the confusion of the moment. The fallen Bob
the moment
fell at the center.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, the moment that sort of is, and then it's sort of
is
gone.
But is what is momentous about
Dr. Hal Robbins rushed to Bob's side as a media dupe videoed the chaos.
In fact, it's
close
the
examination will reveal up to five gunmen.
In a previous moment, rushing across to help Dobbs, the murdered Dobbs. Are you talking about the...
Yeah,
right, when
yeah
they got
like
into the bag.
Yeah,
he
was
flopping.
He fell instantly.
These two guys were in the bag together, and they were flopping around in the bag.
There's not much that could have been done.
She was gone before Hal raced over there.
Just filled the bag full of lead.
My favorite part is, remember the... Well, that was a wonderful moment. When you look at that on video.
Well, he fell back, supporting himself with one arm as he was lying on the floor.
While he was in the bag.
From wall to wall, and after 16 ricochets, file into the...
Okay, now I'm typing into
the Dobbs
console.
Are you
right
cracking
now
the code?
Cool. And everyone wonders...
Have you ever cracked this code yourself, Guardhouse?
Oh, yeah.
Code crackers?
Cracking the code.
With cheese.
This is good code cracking music.
Yeah,
it's
makes you
dramatic
drink coffee and Red Bull.
And makes us drink coffee and Red Bull, smoke a lot of
cigarettes.
You're
looking at the code, the code's going like in Matrix.
Yeah, we're smoking cigarettes in the no smoking zone.
Yeah, and drinking whiskey
just
and staring
it's
at
the only way we can keep
up
pace.
We don't care.
Back in the code.
So we don't have care to care because you understand code.
We're drinking Cokes and smoking cigarettes at the same time.
Red Bull.
And Red Bull.
Well, I have
a... We take a Coke and we pour Red Bull into it.
Hey, Michael, are you listening? Yeah. This is all
this
real.
This is for you. We're doing it for you.
Right,
you're not
now
even listening.
Although
which
we're
real
on an old-fashioned radio station, which is called...
Enigma Machine.
KPFA.
KPFA.
94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley
chair
and KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno, California. KZFR in Chico, California, where they wear white pants called chinos. And on the internet at kpfa.com.
A-T-T-A.
Nice try, Peppy. To get obscene stuff on our show and make us get the fine, that's a nice piece of
news. Thanks a lot, but did you notice that?
He a mean man.
Star Wars versus Saul Bass is related to...
Yeah, have you seen this movie?
No,
it's related
to Parkway. It's
so
Star Wars versus Saul Bass is related to Puzzling Evidence radio show clip 2 now.
Ew.
What, the Puzzev 2?
The clip
YouTube
show?
If you went to YouTube.
Puzzev radio show.
We're running a clip reel. All right, let's roll that clip reel now.
That's great, though. What's
you'll find called this hilarious. The hijinks, the shenanigans of
the name
subgeniuses and their friends.
It's a Puzzling Evidence radio show
that's
clip
the
2.
Puzzling radio, puzzling evidence, two. Pardon me, puzzling evidence radio show, clip reel number two.
You got to check it out.
Okay, all right.
Got to check it out right now.
Check it
puzzling
out.
Evidence, right? .com.
No,
I mean,
no.
Sorry, after you say...
No.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's a YouTube video.
Exactly, yeah.
It's
but
no
it's
on my
radio
tube. It's on the YouTube.
The show.
No problem. In fact,
oh, I see
with some video
I see
attached.
No
yeah.
problem.
Yeah. I can, well, but
couple
I
couple aliens dancing around while the show plays.
I'd have to bring it across.
Aliens. Well, that's probably because...
There's an alien autopsy on there while the show is... in progress.
America's grisliest
those guys
autopsy.
Were recording the show and then cutting up an alien without even any afterthought.
Oh my God.
While in flight aboard a Douglas SBD-3
Dauntless. They really don't have any rights, so...
They don't have any rights.
Yeah,
not to cut up an alien.
A fellow non-human being like that.
Did you find it puzzling?
No, I had to go kind of round.
I guess the computer's closer to the mic.
Related videos.
Computer?
It's not finding it for your
computer is our wish.
So you're going to have a webcam, is that it?
It pulled up the first one.
Yeah, and on
Star Wars versus Saul Bass.
You're right. People don't want to. If women were to see.
But you got to see the alien thing, man. Check out that alien.
What's this about women seeing subgenii? What's the problem here?
If women saw you in person, they would be swooned.
You can see what we look like on this video.
Well, I've seen this a million times, I believe. Yes, it's my video.
Yeah.
Men,
but you haven't heard the soundtrack. I put a new soundtrack.
Brighter than flaming Jupiter when he appeared to hapless Semele. More lovely than the monarch of the skies in wanton Arethusa's azure arms.
Who was some mortal woman looking on Eros?
That was Semele, and it was Jove.
This is actually the morning.
The mortal woman who looked on Eros was, of course, Psyche.
Not old spooky night with its moaning phantoms and dissolving shapes, but an ever-increasing tide of life.
Somebody has one here.
Suggested for mature children.
See, this is what I was thinking, is that we put a bunch of these out there, and then we can just play YouTube videos while we're on, and never mouth in the radio show.
It's all remote show now. We're stupid clothing. So the guy goes, well, he says,
well, look at that guy's face, man.
Whose face?
That guy. Scary, man.
Face guy.
Scary.
Some guy.
Our God, spooky face.
Freak stupid show that is happening, if you know.
If I know what, Bill.
And then where is the Ed isn't, there's a roast Ed.
The Ed isn't show isn't happening.
That's not happening for sure.
It's been replaced by a show at 12 Galaxies.
Right. It'll be at 12 Galaxies with Chicken
Bishop
and
Joey
me.
Called me today with that emergency news, and he was supposed to be on the show to explain why. But
yeah, and Chicken himself hasn't told me that, but it's so.
Right.
And I'm sure... The news will be
so once again,
you know,
another show at 12 Galaxies.
He sent me a notice, so I can maybe he'll send me one. I've got to plug it in and everything.
Yeah, maybe.
A plug-in?
He may have sent me one.
Hmm. Comes with a special plug-in module, then you can attach
so,
that.
So now the church is deeply infecting the internet, and again, sapping the moral...
sapping America's moral fiber like all those other saps.
The three-legged dog that won the lottery.
And Stumpy, the three-legged midget.
I pray for this world. And, but I don't worry too much about the Church of Scientology. I think they can take care of themselves.
They're just...
But I do, I do pray for the little chipmunks, as you say, that were...
Yes, the chipmunk and the fish fryer.
Now, let's get down to brass tacks here and stop beating around the bush.
We've got Michael Pepe here, the famous performance artist, and so, on behalf of our many interested and eager listeners, let's do a quick run-up to an interview with Michael Pepe right here on the spot.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. Go.
So, your performance art shenanigans are well known, but have you got anything in the pipe that's coming up soon that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Oh, why, of course, as I already mentioned, the annual stupidity lecture at the Parkside, April 1st.
The chair of stupidity.
Rob, I will be performing some Zappa material May 11th at the Boat Club.
High Voltage. The Boat Club?
The Mother's...
I was crossing
the... Now, where would the Boat Club be for those of our listeners who don't take to the water?
Oh, well...
It was Christmas.
I was in a boat to
Well, we're all in the same boat, showmanship-wise.
That's an amazing story that you have to share with us, Michael. I can't believe the troubles, the tribulations, and trials that you've had to face in your short, but somehow fantastically long artist life.
I would get a Christmas boat
in a Christmas boat together.
It's just, now I understand why so many people want to be like Michael Pittman.
Yeah,
and a caller has asked now that I asked the question, and then what happened?
What?
And then what happened, asked caller one.
Yeah, what happened?
And then what happened?
Turn that caller to the cold and dead.
I just...
Awesome, dude.
Wow!
Swooped down, and as the just before the truck was arriving on the scene, I
don't have no truck with that old truck.
And pulled her over safely to the sidewalk.
Officer, safely.
Towing the Christmas boat.
And
the truck to the
insane,
I don't call myself a hero.
He saved
That's just
today.
Insane!
You want a medal?
Yes, well, it just did what anyone normal
Nobody wants
be.
To medal.
How could you have done such a thing?
In the future.
Just absolutely nuts!
You know, if you're looking at the little cable channel, you can see the outside of the ship.
Resuscitate Captain America.
And cover.
Sorry, I left the mic on.
Too good.
During a review of SS troops in the city square on April 2nd, 1944,
I gotcha.
SS officer Leon DiGrello walked past the ranks of Valonian volunteers, SS generals Josef Sepp Dietrich and Richard Jungpass.
All right, okay, that's fantastic. What a story!
Wow!
Oh, can you believe
that?
Michael.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
All about things.
Saint who?
How'd you bring that story around to the kind of values exposition and something that the people could chew on and take
home with them?
Could
that
chew?
That's right.
That kind of takeaway that you could really sink your teeth in.
Gesundheit, sink your teeth into this. Oh, am I on?
Mazor is on the water.
Mazor? Oh, ever good. Well, you know, that's not for me. I just don't think that.
You want the flavor to last and last and not juicy fall out.
The flavor is light and lively, too.
Rawhide flavor.
Life seems better when you chew.
New rawhide gum.
Rawhide.
Need that taste of leather? Nothing satisfies like rawhide gum. Try the moist rawhide stick today. And teriyaki and pepper beef.
Ooh.
Try your favorites today. Delicious wasabi flavor.
What's up?
Put you in my house. Eat that fern. Rawhide.
Don't try to understand them.
Just take a chaw
and brand them.
Up and down this floor. He's talking to me. That baby talk.
Brian Eno, they had Brian Eno for 40 minutes.
Brian Eno flavored rawhide.
Brian Eno flavored rawhide. Whoa, who that rawhide?
Dialectical method. And statues so that I can avoid the
my true love will be waiting at the end of my ride. Incident of the tumbleweed.
And there's really nothing quite so sexy as English.
I don't think Michael Pepe ever did a rawhide show.
Not a man rawhide.
There's a video.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hide. A cow's outside.
I'm
not afraid of no cow.
Rawhide. She'll think you're the man of her dreams when you offer her
rawhide.
Next week on Rawhide.
That's the best way to a woman's heart.
Mr. Favor. Look what landed in the pasture out there. Rawhide. It's round and glowing. Oh, heck, wishbone. That's just an old frying pan someone tossed off the chuck wagon.
He left it on the fire too long.
It's glowing.
It's glowing like it's pretty. Makes me want to walk closer.
Step on it in the dark.
No, we ought to cover it up with some dust before those engines get up here.
If they stand in it, they might get their feet. That hurts.
Better get that back to cook right quick. Rawhide, now available in raw flavor.
Didn't the Swinging Love Corps do raw?
You ride them in for a while, and then you turn around and you
ride them out. They're doggies. You can't ride them too long for their backs get sore. If you ride a doggie, bring your doggies in.
Oh, 420.
Smoke 20 guy.
Oh, he left.
Always disappears, but he's always listening right
now. He's disappeared.
So nice the way he
Well, I stay on the line because I can't afford to go off the phone because I get
knocked
So what happened to you? You were in like some kind of a rehabilitation
place. Some kind of a submarine accident. Yes, tell our listeners about that, if you please.
Vegan raw.
Unless, of course, it's classified.
Suddenly lashes out and just cuts me off. What happened to you?
They say there's a rose that grows in no man's land.
The yellow bosom of Texas, that's right.
Yeah, hello, hey. Bodega, Texas.
Let me just get this.
See, sparkles like the dew.
The yellow bowl.
Yes, the yellow bowl of Texas needs to be moved. Oh, wow. Wow. I bury the living. I eat your skin. I drink your blood. I spit on your grave.
We're watching all those movies right now in our minds. I can watch 4 movies at once in my mind.
The Return of Dracula. Starring.
Ask them for a free merchant driver's discount.
Zaldor Volko.
Yep. At this look at Michael Pepe's
playing
the back.
There's plenty of time to treat yourself to something good to eat at our refreshment
center. Jonathan Harker.
Patronize the following leading merchants for quality merchandise and expert service.
Sir Arthur Crowshanks as Colonel Seward. Miss Lucinda Vavavoom as Lucy Holmwood.
Save That's money and time.
And Michael Gow as Mumbles.
Please patronize our good neighbors.
I spoke to the former Bubbles, and she's also sick.
Dwight Fry.
Stay away from the bad neighbors.
Bubbles? Sick? What?
Bubbles?
The flu thing.
Bubbles?
Short
That's terrible. I've got that flu and it's snow picnic.
For all your refreshments
I'm
now.
I'm forever blowing Bubbles. Do you think they're going to be listening to us?
Get more out of the line. Come on. Bring your family.
They're listening to
drive in.
Wouldn't listen to us.
No one will be seated during the thrilling snack stand.
Talk, relax in your own car. There's always a good show at the drive in.
What was under the title Betty Boop Meets Dracula?
Oh, Betty, you have booped
your
life. Boop. You ever seen that?
Stars Philo.
Oh, Philo? He's in that? Well, boy, he gets around.
Wow.
And Ben
Visit Lugosi us early and often and enjoy our
famous role of Brad. Fresh from the New York stage, John L. Baldwin's The War Horse is now a Hollywood motion picture. Produced by Universal Pictures and old grandfatherly Carl Lively, head of Universal, has endorsed the Dracula project. Wow, there she is. Bet you didn't know Betty Boop was a real girl.
With fake mannequins in uniforms behind the piano.
And look how she provocatively dresses and the little curls around her feet. Now she's going to sing. She's cute. And this is, of course, not a cartoon, but a live-action film of this very strange-looking but sexy girl.
This would be a great opening for the Ask Dr. Hal show, or the middle of the show opening.
But here's Dracula. He comes
Betty Boop.
Betty
Boop.
He is no mannequin, no, but he's stealing closer to Betty.
It's called Betty Boop meets Dracula.
She's Dracula, clutching the arm of a statue of Charles Lindbergh, singing to it, not realizing that Dracula is getting closer and closer while her idiotic stooge mindlessly plays the piano to accompany her dulcet tones.
Betty Boop versus Dracula?
Meanwhile, Dracula steals through the wax museum even closer toward Betty Boop's low-cut go. Here she is. Dracula, he's got her.
Oh, no.
Does that have Betty Boop on 9/11 Taboo Acid?
Oh, Hal's got the stuff.
Oh, I see. Here she is.
Well, there went Betty.
There goes irony.
He got her. Dracula got Betty. Well, that's a happy ending. For once, he didn't get a stake through the heart and everything. He actually got the girl. That was a nice little film.
The end. Hollywood.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
That's great.
Made in Hollywood.
Put that on my favorites list.
So I can be Dynamation, the new miracle of the screen.
Betty Boop meets Dracula.
Sensorama, Tadeo, three-panel Cinerama.
For Count Dracula.
Well, we were just reflecting on life and gas prices.
In the about old times.
Vista Vision.
Remember when they used to use gasoline?
Just for a minute, I did remember, but forget.
In new amazing Fantascope,
you know,
and Wondermation.
Somebody invented, as I understand,
the new miracle of the screen.
Car.
Electrolytic Dynamation.
Betty is hot, man.
Dynamation 90.
Why didn't they invent that like 40 years ago, if it could have been possible?
See an the wonders of Dynarama.
Batman versus Dracula. Easier.
Batman versus Dracula? I think that would be a little too close for call.
I don't think, yeah.
No. No, I don't Batman and Dracula, they seem like they play for the same team with the Bat thing going on, and you know, here it is now. Batman versus Dracula. Wow, this is amazing. Oh, by the way, I sent you a little clip from the Carl Zeman Baron Munchausen. Did you see it?
Oh, no, not yet.
I sent it to you last week.
Oh, my.
Have you opened it?
No.
Did you get it?
No.
Are you sure you didn't get it?
No, you sent it to me.
I would have
looked.
Why didn't you get it? I sent it to your address. Are you sure you did?
I don't know. No, sometimes things drop away.
Well, I could try again.
Yeah, but yeah, if you would, that would be great.
So, no, what I did was I sent you the URL. I didn't send the thing itself. I sent it enclosed in a message.
But
saying,
still, I don't remember anything
just
from
just go you. There. Write it, Carl Zeman, and you'll see some of his Baron Munchausen clips from
they're
that.
They're up
that
for a little while until YouTube says no.
No, they're not. And they're the only way you can see them in this country.
By the way,
there are no video or DVD copies of these films.
I think that the Orphan this weekend at
the, what?
At the Red Vic.
Red Vic?
Yeah. Yeah, it's out of the other places.
Out of
the
order.
Fairyland that Michael
like
Pepe calls
in a beautiful
life.
Fairyland where the wee ones sit under their mushrooms.
You know, I won.
Oh, look, they're giant leprechauns.
And then they swing on a baby swing, a cobweb swing, rather, high up in the sky.
They could punch out little
Dracula's beating up vampires here.
No.
I mean, Batman is, But I thought. Oh, now they're seeing him through vampire vision.
They don't have moral.
Now the vampires, we got to see their
vampires.
View of what
we got a vampire problem
Batman
here.
Looked like.
You want me to get the yellow pages? We'll call
no, I think we'll be okay.
Exterminate.
Yellow.
As you can see, folks, Hal's
better than Archie.
I wish a vampire would bite
Hal's
Archie.
In the, what'd
I do?
What'd
I do?
He's watching
I didn't do nothing, man.
Batman fighting vampires.
Batman fighting vampires. Oh, wow. Wow, he's really punching at me.
He's really punching.
And there go the vampires. Oh, they're about to bite him. Oh, they're closing in. It looks bad for Batman, but he hooked onto a subway train with his batarang. And,
don't let them bite you, Batman.
He got away just in time, and they ran over a bunch of them. Oh, another one.
I'm concerned.
Another
I'm concerned
vampire
about Batman.
Batman from and
we
he's
have to do something
out.
On the show.
They're sort of like zombie vampires.
Oh,
they've got skull-like
really
faces and long, sharp teeth.
Have you ever seen the wonderful?
Whoa!
I'm just going to do some more show here.
And then when they die, they turn back into nice-looking folks.
A couple rails.
That's
a show.
Vampire thing. I suppose they have to have a sickle through the throat and a stake through the heart and garlic and all that stuff.
That was fun to hear on your show. You said you did the Lucky Charms rant.
I did? Oh, that's right. They were after me Lucky Charms. Organs. Yes.
And it was Jim a cute Kennedy show. This last show was a cute show.
He wanted to know about Tee-hee-hee, that terrible Amazonian
people only
drug.
Became mildly inebriated.
Did you look at my write-up that I did about the show?
Yes,
I mentioned you and how certain weirdos had the idea that you were...
On Wikipedia, you said.
Yes.
Evil Wikipedia.
Little gremlins writing misleading Wikipedia articles about
the new
us.
World.
Yes, exactly.
About the show?
No, about you.
About you.
Oh, well, who you wrote a Wikipedia, or who did?
I didn't write it, but anybody can edit it.
I wrote Wikipedia.
Yes.
You wrote the word Wikipedia?
No, just the entire Wikipedia site.
I was wondering if you did that.
Ralph Fielding Snow.
Yeah, it took me a while. Yeah.
Well, anybody can do that.
All right, gather round, lads and lasses, gather round. It's time for the story of the brave knights of Wikipedia. They came to the defense of their country in those dark days, riding in
Wikipedia
on their
land?
Lusty charger.
So, about the Church of the Subgenius and
Church
the Rawhide.
Church of the Subgenius.
Church of the Subgenius plus Rawhide plus...
Rawhide.
Everything else in the universe.
Plus everything else. Just type that in. Yeah.
Okay, everything in the universe.
Should bring up exactly what you need.
You can be ordered through Amazon.com. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you think about it, dictionaries often had a vast number of contributors who weren't, you know, really...
Lexicons.
Dictionaries.
They weren't... No one really remembers who wrote a dictionary.
Sure they do.
Sure
Dr.
They do.
Samuel Johnson.
No. The big guys...
He wrote the first dictionary
the
ever.
The big guys got to have bigger letters.
Actually, that's not true. That's generally thought to be true, but there were dictionaries that preceded Johnson's Dictionary of the English Language.
Staffs of hundreds to build.
They were not systematically
really
organized like
and they're credited, but no one reads the tiny print.
Wow, it looks like Batman is getting heavily.
Man, you're really down on these dictionary people, aren't you?
It's a good thing they don't read that fine print. That's how
why the dictionary is great because while you're thumbing through it to find what you're looking for,
can
you
sign here, please? Don't read the fine print.
Which
I just need to sign here.
I know you're my friend.
What about the fine words? As far as the fine print, I mean, you don't listen to
words,
that. Words,
words,
words. Shouldn't you?
Words
to
are
the
key.
Of speech,
I talk to you. You talk to me.
The great orators.
One little word can be the
fink.
Revealing what you're
sometimes
feeling and revealing what you think. Squealing on your feelings.
Revealing. People fear orators and rightly so.
I'm a people
and golfers.
They aren't always.
They fear golfers too.
Four!
What about a golfing orator?
Here's two things you know about a golfer.
A new golfing orator.
The golfer is going to have a club with him. A dangerous
good point.
Weapon.
Golfers always have weapons.
Right, they have weapons with them. And if you've ever watched a golfer play, they can use those weapons rather in an intimidating fashion. They hit this little round ball very, very hard.
Sort of a bully.
And if you can imagine that a golfer... I heard that even amateur golfers like Jack Nicholson have used their... golf clubs
in
a menacing way.
Just to
like
these
brandishing them at people.
Brandishing them. Smashing things.
Right.
And see if there's
I think we should outlaw
holding
golf
a bank
for that. And golfers. And golf clubs.
They're totally out of control and we need to...
What's the last name?
Z-E-M-A-N.
We need to put a net.
Nobody's ever not
golfers.
Used a golf
first
club for anything but to
Carol.
Hit something.
Right.
K-A-R-E-L.
They're only used to hit things.
It's violence. Golf is violent.
Golf is violent?
That was horrible. Look
it's violence.
Nobody's ever
macho.
Done anything nice with a golf club.
I have yet to be served any sort of
golf?
Meal
swinging them around,
by someone who has a golf club
in a dangerous fashion.
And danger
anything that comes in contact with a roughly swung golf club is going to be dealt a devastating
blow.
Why would you pay
Delta
for that
force.
Sort of thing? Why would you pay to watch
that? The culture has allowed this horrible, horrible
I hear
thing
the
to
word
develop.
Culture,
people
I
pay to watch other people do this.
Massive
it's
amounts
sick.
Of real estate.
It's a
massive
sick
radiation.
Thing.
Of course, well, the giant behemoth. The fire-spitting monster predicted in the Bible. Its core a mass of lethal radiation.
You know, I think golfers can be safely cowed.
just crazy. It's just crazy.
This world is upside down.
A Bill Gated community. And now, my friends, that hour has come when I must take my leave of you. Oh, take a long, well-earned rest in my own coffin on a bed of my native soil. There, while the evil day burns away, and noon lies heavy in flower and tree, and the weary day turns to its rest, lingering like an unloved guest, I shall lie in my box of earth, with my senses preternaturally sharpened, waiting for the moon to rise and night to fall. Behold the giant flying bat. The bat that flits at close.
You want to get stats like this?
Yeah, of course.
Super stats.
Press this button.
Mega stats.
Okay, here we go.
Heads continue to laugh or continue to display some of the human emotions.
Laughinghead.com.
When they were dead.
Or weary of life and the living.
They try not to close their eyes. But they continue to look at the crowd, the executioner, the judge, and
the traveling executioner.
Say something.
That was Stacy Keach.
An inaudible tone.
Oh,
like that.
That was inaudible. I couldn't hear it.
That's what we're hoping to
You keep
bring
running
back.
Through that gravel, running in circles like that.
Yeah, Senator I know.
Mike Gravel.
Just on its, on the nerves back, coming out of its right. neck. Just
Revenge of the nerves.
Head, circling in circles.
The circle K, the circle
like
star.
Like that Dali painting.
Red.
This head circle, head circling.
Cervical vertebra. Vertebra.
And a huge arm
a
with,
huge
a, with a hand on it, holding on to the nose, stuck in the air.
No one's holding on to my nose.
Yes.
Oh, somebody is holding on to my nose.
Yes, this is...
I guess I must be entering a congested area.
Where your brain will be...
Weird out there.
Transformed.
Weird. What's going on?
The Allied pre-invasion buildup had gained momentum, and southern and southwestern England had become a great armed camp, dotted with supply depots, stockpiles of rations, fuel, and ammunition, great stacks of landing craft, and columns of Sherman and Churchill tanks, field guns, supply trucks, half-tracks, tank destroyers, scout cars, jeeps, Bren gun carriers, ambulances, communications trailers, and command vehicles lined up in fields, parks, and secluded lanes. More than 3 million troops, British, American, Canadian, Free, French, and Polish, were concentrated in closely guarded cantonments and marshalling areas around the Meuse's southern embarkation ports. The soldiers trained, played baseball and soccer, shuffled cards, wrote letters home, and waited tensely for the big day. Across the channel, also awaiting the inevitable, about 20 German divisions stood to in gun emplacements and concrete bunkers along the French coast between Calais and Cherbourg. Mon ami.
Ah, yes.
Will the Bosch
what
never leave the fair soil of France?
Lucky
your point,
head.
I believe, mon cher.
Yep. Little friends above, floating around
Love
in space.
One.
Just remember, if you wear your Dobbs head, you never know what might happen. Because
Dobbs
could,
head?
People could let you in free. They could suddenly, you could be greeted on the street by a fellow subgenius. Even, and no matter what town you're in, you could go visiting
yeah,
worldwide.
I've had that personal experience.
And you have your subgenius T-shirt on, or a bobhead medallion draped over your neck like... an ancient hippie.
An ancient
your tie-dyed
hippie.
Shirt pierced with
that.
Multiple bob heads.
He's a real funny-looking hippie.
The lucky bob head can be used to increase the chances of you wandering anywhere in totally undetected by a factor of at least 13.013%.
I better get that.
Dobbs heads actually wrap the karma potential the field of your local
tonight.
Environment
Dobbs
and tilt the luck
galaxies
plane
when?
In your direction.
I'm sorry.
Thereby allowing unpredictable luck
oh,
to fall.
Oh, well,
in
it's
your
an 8,
direction.
So I suppose I should arrive a little bit before 7:30
in order to of the start fist of removal.
Maybe but I'll if I don't do it, I won't do it, you know?
Okay, use the luck manipulation and the karma cloaking technology of the mighty Dobbs Head, where you can visit www.subgenius.com and www.quiveringbrain.com.
Too many W's.
You can leave the W's out and still get there.
I used to know.
Well, you see, our subgenius records are quite thorough. They go back through the ages.
That's how you get inside with a Bob ticket.
We can trace human evolution from its beginnings.
If you're on the Bob train.
The family hominidae, to the emergence of Homo sapiens, and on to the agricultural revolution. Gesundheit.
I'm actually
May
reading
the
an
Lord
article
bless
by a participant
you.
In Bonnaroo. Who doesn't actually go to the they just go to hang out in the party camping area.
Yeah.
In the free speech zone.
That's sort of like sitting on the
dock of the bay.
You don't actually go watch the man burn. You
on
just,
the mobile living room the whole time, yeah. Pick one area, stay there, and it's, the parade goes by you.
Right,
well, the
right.
mobile living room
that's
was
one way to do it, folks.
Wonderful
like
thing.
Let's do it.
We did it a couple of
I
years.
I almost went to Bonnaroo a couple of years ago.
They get right
you
up
did?
There near the man, yeah. And then they take off
my
later
friend
on.
In Knoxville invited me.
It's somewhere in that part of the country, right?
It's in Tennessee.
Santa Claus, like last of the wild
Tennessee.
Men.
Tennessee, I forgot the town.
What do they call it Bonnaroo for? What's the name?
It's just a made-up Burning Man.
Wild men worshipped in ancient European.
I understand they have massive
rites.
Mud bogs every year.
Yeah, America, it's also small enough to where it's probably a lot of fun right now.
Yeah.
Michael Pepe would never get caught going there in the nude.
Michael Pepe,
like
step
Burning
forward.
Man.
Michael Pepe at Burning Man?
Oh, no. You never see him. Because
yeah, he keeps it decently covered. You
all American
see.
Guy.
He's not a nudist.
He's not
like
one of these
Phineas
old,
Narco.
Yeah,
he's
the,
a
hippie dippy.
He's no hippie dippy. Do
hippie dippy do da day.
Hippie dippy
right.
doofus.
So you know you never see him naked in one of them
all
we're talking about Reverend Joey Bishop, Bishop Joey.
Disgusting people in there.
On the other hand, sometimes
hair and
it is necessary
sometimes called
to
Joey Bishop.
Remove
erroneously,
ones,
of course.
Make new friends and
drugs. He doesn't care at all.
Drinking, carrying on.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Well, I'll be jiggered. You'll get jiggered out there at Burning Man, I'll tell you.
Too late.
Not if,
well, now,
not if I don't see you first.
You'll be jiggered. I'm not going to go get your jiggered.
Not if I don't see you first. I'll be safe.
That's right.
Well, let's...
when I see you coming, I run the other direction.
Well, a lot of men didn't, and a lot
let
of
me
men...
Let me ask you something. When's the next Subgenius Film Festival?
Well, notwithstanding the provisions
that's
of Section 106, subparagraph 3A...
What
that's right.
What you
that's
got?
Right.
It could be sometime this summer.
What is that? Wow.
It will be this summer.
Yeah, summer.
Very probably in May.
Yeah, summer. All right. Well,
probably in May.
It's been noted in
late May.
A million fire people.
The amount and substantiality
year?
Of the proportion used
yeah.
in relation to the copyrighted work as a whole and the effect of its use upon the potential market of
everybody
for value
likes
of copyrighted
to do the
work.
Fire people
yeah.
thing.
Section
the scale
F432.78.
The information here is gleaned from various knowledge sources, including this one. Some of the content is probably copyrighted, but we're not selling any of it, nor are we showing any advertising related to this concept.
Will we show any content that is opposed to our content or that is not opposed to our content?
Our content is generic.
That's
contents
right.
of content.
And genetic.
Not
and therefore, its potential personal use would be for the individual, as well as the publisher.
Yes, and the publisher's reader, the reader's publisher, the publisher's reader's publisher.
The sunlight falls on castle walls. and snowy summits, olden story.
If damage to the brain occurs as a result of our, what we are calling our...
The long light content, snakes across the lakes,
and
the wild cataract leaps in glory.
No indemnity whatever for any acts of brain damage which
blow,
have,
bugle,
or
blow.
Have been
set
said
the
to
wild
have been,
echoes flying.
Have been said to have been called an act of damage.
And answer, echo, answer, dying, dying.
This church has more lawyers than probably any church outside the Hebrew. And per capita, we probably have more. And so we're fully armed to sue ourselves and to create a legal, as well as a church legal collapse. Avoid that, of course. All of you little people out there, I know, have
like
faith.
Mickey Rooney. And-
Yeah, have faith in
you gotta have faith
about Bob and about Slack, and
about
we know we're
Bob.
Working to have Slack.
Slack.
We support
and
you
the
in
conspiracy.
Your struggle. And as we all struggle, as even high popes such as Hollandow himself and Philo and Doug
and Sterno
and I have had trouble
and Denslow
and yes, and, but we have overcome. Diversity and have lived to tell a tale.
Oh, that's an incredible thing. Note the giant bank of gray clouds behind it. The most impressive thing is they recreated this huge wall of smoke first, and then they exploded fireworks against it.
Yeah.
But it was quite ominous.
Nice.
While the smoke gathered, because no one knew what was up. This huge mountain-high thing of smoke and appeared behind the giant oil thing. And
but that's the way they had to do it back then.
Then blasted the fireworks, and those little human figures in the foreground are actually giant statues. Scale is actually larger than that.
I've seen it.
I've
been there.
By the time the fireworks were going off, generating their own smoke,
that's
the
terrifying.
Original smoke had risen higher, and so
it's
shadows
radio,
were projected on the smoke, a very creepy shadow of the gathering smoke, like a huge dragon or something. It was sinister looking, very odd. This is a pretty good video of it. Is this a YouTube video?
Yes.
Hey, do they have Paul Addis's act on YouTube?
That would probably they do.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Boy, this is I've seen
a still motion picture of the man, and you can see. You can see the man burn early, and then you see it getting built back up again, and then reburn.
Oh, yeah.
We were on the mobile living room when this happened.
Look for, Burning Man time lapse.
But listen, we've all got to go to Burning Man again this year.
No, we don't.
Who's this we?
You got a mouse in your pocket?
All right.
Paul Addis burn occurred during the lunar eclipse.
I don't think
when
so.
The eclipse was at its
there
full,
were actually some pretty fun
and the moon
early
was a red round ball in the sky.
You'll have to have another one.
Then the man, which had been burning blue and green, began to burn gold, and the gold was the gold of flame. Even from some distance away, we could see there was smoke behind it, and realized that it had caught on fire days early.
This is burning as we speak.
At the hands or agency of person or persons unknown.
Oh, hell!
What a mystery it was.
Did
what?
Die in us or get hurt in that fire on the Valencia on 25th?
I don't think anyone died, but certain people lost their homes and will not be able to find the other ones. You know, old ladies who can't possibly get. Actually, why should I say they're old? They're probably around my age, but still they...
Yeah, old ladies.
Yeah.
Old age hath yet his honor and his toil. Death closes all, but something
he
near
all
the end.
By the
some
ball.
Work of noble note may yet be done, not...
We already did.
Unbecoming men.
We
already
did.
We did? It's done. It's taken care of.
Wow. Well, then we don't have to say it again.
Have you disavowed any of our activities with this caller?
Yeah, I'm glad they took the bleep off of
bleep.
Reverend Wright saying, God, America.
He said, God damn America, and everyone's making such a fuss over it just because he was Obama's
Because I thought he said God F America.
No, he said God damn America.
That's
in the middle of one of his sermons, which would not be taken out of context.
Well, I think there are a great, great many preachers that probably that preach exactly like that, and probably worse.
E-A's, E-A's,
well, you should have heard me preach a time or two. I've
so
said many worse things than that.
Yeah, of course.
Atque David cum Sibylla.
I said, God kill America one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Actually, I've written that on
notes. Bring the angels in, the host of hosts, and... bring us down, but it wouldn't listen to me. No, no, it wouldn't listen to me. I couldn't call down the host, the Lord of hosts, to destroy the earth. I'm crying, Lord of hosts, I'm crying.
Stop that. That's horrible.
I just couldn't make it this time. I'm sorry to let you down.
He was a monster.
Controversial topics such as the Dutch reprinting of
we're almost
Muhammad
out of time
cartoon.
But we're going to be back with more on the controversial church known as the Church of St.
Dobbs
with future episodes of the Puzzling Evidence
Program. He put his pipe on his
program.
Head and nobody cried about
Thank
that. Nobody tried to sabotage the
Catholic
Church.
So we'll be moseying
church.
Along the trail.
Let me show you my imitation of Buddha.
I'm just tired of
Shake
some geniuses being discriminated against like we have been, and nobody ever...
Jesus discriminated against, you say?
No, some geniuses.
Sub-geniuses. Yes, that's true. They are most discriminated
against.
They're
so maligned.
And others who are even not of their cloth are often maligned as... sub-genius is said of them in a pejorative fashion.
Yeah,
I wish it were not so, but it is so.
What? That someone speaks ill of us?
Dude, he's a sub-genius.
They speak great ill of us, my friend.
What?
But when the great day comes, scores will be settled. Yes.
I heard he was a member of that sub-genius church.
The sub-genius will rise.
The sub-geniuses shall march to the ocean.
At the very end, the star is my
destination. Yes, we will. Those who nil our will be ill.
What is dark in me illumine? What is low rays and support?
So, yeah, I can see that Serpent X is actually behind, but...
the infernal serpent...
To March the 7th.
He's going to pick it up. He's going to pick it up.
With envy and revenge.
He's going to pick it up.
Pick up the CD.
Deceived the mother of mankind.
Pick up the downloads.
What time is pride and cast it out from heaven? With all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid aspiring to set himself in glory above his peers,
I have to write out the whole word. Puzzling
the Most High.
That's it. Just on YouTube.
And with ambitious aim against the throne and monarchy of
God. I
wonder
if we can get him to start saving the show in stereo.
Raised impious war in
stereo. It's not now. Serpent X? Okay.
And vain attempt.
Yeah. What does that require? Is there more space?
Are you guys going to
XA2? Serpent X is only through February the 29th.
Oh, Serpent X.
Wow. And what about our other fans?
Oh, no, Serpent X is actually through March the 7th.
Serpent X.
So no, Serpent X is actually current right now with high-quality stereo.
I haven't seen
okay.
that. I haven't.
So you can go to Serpent
check
X,
it out.
The Serpent right. X website that we have made reference to, and I'm not going to read
the
it out because it's really complicated, but if you go
the creature
to...
All you
the
have to do is search for the word Serpent X, one word, in
so you
Google
find
or Scroogle.org. I prefer Scroogle.
Yeah, because it screws Google, right?
Yes.
You didn't
you
see any
it?
Of that
well,
other
it just makes it anonymous,
film?
So
no,
you know they don't build
I
like this history file on you that, you know, suddenly when you go to court one day, you know, they should pull up things and say, oh, look, he was looking for X, Y.
The other night, I found one, and I... I sent you the URL.
Serpent X.
Exactly.
And Y.
Guilty.
And Serpent Y.
Serpent X, Y,
Z. Oh, I'll get it.
I don't know how to send a YouTube video. How do you do it?
You got to...
You press share or something?
Yeah, share. You press share.
You press share, and then you put an address in? And
in your Mac, yeah.
No, I don't got no Mac.
Share.
I got it on... You
Mac.
Send me those, they arrive in the PC.
Now, the next time you want to use share, after you put the address in once,
but
it stays in
Sunny?
There. You can choose it from a list.
Oh, well, okay. I guess that might work.
Don't you do that now? Haven't you sent some to, say, Pete Goldie? I thought you were...
Nay, but I have to send a little film to...
but the March 14th show's not out there yet.
Hey, Michael Pepe.
I know. I'll get it.
Thanks.
It's the space
station. Nowhere to be found.
I have a bad feeling about it.
That's what I'm saying. It's because of the March 14th.
It's like the scheduling
show. It's the same people over and over again.
My skilled assistants often make clumsy errors.
Mr. Evidence can't talk to you right now.
They're worth their weight.
Can I take a message?
Somehow or another, it came through on the other side.
No, it's set to go off in a few minutes, and it's going to be set by remote control. It's too late.
Nights ago,
and then he just said
the spaceship Serpent Challenger
X
took off
up
on a late night
and
launch.
I wonder if it's
to send astronauts to the International Space Station. Godspeed,
yeah.
Challenger, on your voyage from the Earth.
I would say if you're going to walk into a room, check.
The great silver rocket stood on the pad, pointing like an accusing
like
figure.
Like a safe room?
Like it's safe. God's
like a panic room?
Sky.
Yeah.
The mystery of the heavens.
Imagine a safe room.
The sky's crazy.
And
I
then,
might drive.
Erected upon a pillar of flame, it leapt faster and faster toward the zenith.
Back in the 70s.
Fly fast, little spaceship. Fly far.
He's just a nut. And then what's his name? Addison.
Just passing the stars in the sky. Streaming upward, watching the comets fly.
No, he's
by.
Out. He's loose on the streets.
He's out.
Well,
the voice
look at him.
New plots and plans against the public at large.
Out of jail. That's good.
Yes, keep your kids off the street.
The Kipper kids.
Keep packing heat.
Packing heat.
And we'll see you next week
on the show.
It's not allowed. You can't. Wait, stop. It's not.
The Puzzling Evidence Show.
Yep.
All on KPFA.
Live.
See you next time.
On the Puzzling Evidence Show. With Dr. Howe.
Puzzling.
And Puzzling Evidence. And Michael Pepe. Plus...
Michael Pepe's the sidekick, right?
Philo Drummond.
And the Puzzling Evidence Desk.
And Cardhouse Robot.
Leading the Cardhouse Robot Orchestra.
And on drums, Little Billy the Wonder Chimp.
With special guest, the Dale Ayers.
And on milk carton, Michael Pepe. Just keep on smelling the roses and or coffee as your desires may indicate which direction your nose will follow.
Try to relax, everybody. Oh.